For many business leaders, conflict feels like a topic best left to human resources. Yet unresolved conflict has real bottom-line impact. Loss in revenue, legal costs, drop in productivity, decreased motivation, and turnover. That's why we've created the Beauty of Conflict Journey, an online interactive learning experience to help you, your team, and your entire organization learn to embrace conflict in new and healthy ways. Find out more at www.thriving.com/BOC-journey. And we'll put that link in the show notes. Hi, I'm Chris Marie Campbell.
And I'm Susan Clark.
And today we're going to talk to you about how unaddressed conflict costs you, literally. Now, nobody likes conflict, not even us. And we've written two books on it and have a podcast of this title. And you know what? Really, because most of us were not trained in it. We didn't have good role models. So we learned early on to avoid, manage, or diffuse conflict, like just to survive it. The problem is unaddressed conflict is costing businesses millions of dollars. Yet conflict, if done well, if you learn how to hang in with it, actually drives growth and innovation and actually builds trust in organizations and teams. Now, we likely all know what conflict is. It's when the tension comes up inside you and between you and somebody else, when you think you're aligned and all of a sudden you're not.
So just picture that time when you're there and somebody interrupts you or cuts you off and how you felt in that moment.
Not
that
good.
There's another situation where maybe you're in that meeting and the same two people are arguing again at each other. Nobody else is talking. It's going back and forth between them and you're sort of stuck there feeling uncomfortable and discouraged. Or maybe you are giving your colleagues some feedback, something really important that you think is helpful, and all of a sudden they are just like defensive and on the attack. So these are three examples that maybe you can relate to where your tension comes up, and those are examples of conflict. And when that does not get addressed, it begins to create distance and problems across the organization.
Yeah, signs that your organization, now you can just like bring your own organization up in your mind. These are signs of unaddressed conflict at an organizational level. You have the meeting after the meeting where you share what you really think, but you didn't speak up in the meeting. Or everything is done like one-on-one back channel politics. Like, I'm going to make sure you're on my side, Susan. So before we go in, we're all aligned.
She's done that to me.
No. Is there conflict here? No. Or even that projects fail and then people get blamed, but you kind of were like, you knew that project was going to fail. Everybody kind of was watching the train wreck, but never spoke up.
I mean, let's just give a real example. It could be something to do with Boeing, Max.
I'm sure somebody saw that.
All Alaska, all those. I mean, somewhere in there, people knew some things were not going well.
Yes. So. Or there's the time wasted working around problem people. I'm doing air quotes right now. And in order to get work done, there's also the more obvious ones, like the bottom, like direct bottom line, the cost of turnover, how expensive that is, legal suits, litigious nature in the organization. Now, the bottom line is unaddressed conflict costs you literally. And it's crazy because I'll leave it at that.
We want to give you some working examples from our experience where we'll give you some figures that we were given based upon this. And one, we'll start off with where there was a group of engineers who were working in a telecommunications company rolling out a new network across the nation. And they had designed a layout plan that had failed. Then they had some consultants come in, they redesigned it, it failed. They redesigned it and failed. We came in. And at this point, we were kind of like, maybe it's not the design that's the problem. And sure enough, come to find out there had been a big conflict issue between two of the VPs. And everybody in the room knew about it. And their teams had issues. But no one was addressing the conflict. As a matter of fact, they were trying to work around that conflict. So we started on a path to, you got to deal with this. Now, they did not resolve it or manage it right away. It was a work in progress, but they started it and they knew it was critical to the success of this project. In the end, they went back and rolled out the very first design they had, and they rolled it out successfully because they had worked and were working on the conflict. Now, that leader told us that the cost of all those other starts and stops was approximately $750,000, $750,000. And that's conservative. So that's one example.
Another time we came in after, well, this hospital was implementing a new IT system. And IT was, you know, commissioned to work with the hospital staff to get the information they need so the rollout would be successful. And unfortunately, they did not get the help from the hospital staff because there was conflict there. And so IT just trudged forward and they launched the system and it failed. And so they had to kind of go back to the drawing board. And eventually we came in and they were spending money on add-ons. We said, well, why don't we try to see if we can deal with the conflict between the hospital staff and the IT organization? That was resolved. But in the end, that delay and all that time was a year delay and $2 million of additional investment in order to get that rolled out. And those were not our fees. I'm just saying.
And the last one was a tech company, a tech startup company. They had a really brilliant engineer who had a new project and design that they had been showcasing and working on. And it was kind of like the secret project that was secret sauce that was coming up. And this person had been working on it for 2 years, but no one had been managing that workflow, nor the team. And 2 years into it, come to find out, there was nothing there really to show for it. And so they had to stop the project. And it ended up that cost them around $10 million. And they really had nothing to show for it. So you can see in a 9-month case, it was $750,000 in a year, 2 year process.
No, 1 year process, $2 million. And then 2 year process, $10 million.
So conflict unaddressed can cost you, literally. Yeah.
And you know, it doesn't have to be that way because training, as we said in the beginning, training, you know, starts to help people resolve those conflicts, have the courage to speak up. And we have partnered with Rally to produce a Beauty of Conflict Journey, which is a training on conflict that's online. And you're going to hear more about that. But we want to give you just a little taster of something that you can use in the meeting this afternoon that will help you hopefully have a different experience with conflict.
And this is what we refer to as the conflict compass, and it engages you in what we call the two magic ingredients, vulnerability and curiosity. But first, I want to introduce you to what we think of as the critical access points for you to be successful in conflict. One is your me axis. What is going on inside of you? Meaning really being self-aware and able to identify what you're thinking, feeling, and wanting in any given moment.
Because what people don't recognize, what I had to recognize is, no, you could change the people I was in conflict with, but I was doing the same patterns because it was kind of like running on automatic pilot. And I kept getting the same results and blaming the other person. So
that's the simple form. We'll cover that a lot more because it's really critical to be able to navigate that. The second axis is the we axis. Our relationships, how are we communicating? Is it transactional or is it really sort of dealing with the other human being for who they are? And are we curious and interested in the difference, opened or closed? Now, the way this works is you are ultimately responsible for how you are inside yourself as well as how you are with the other person. And if you can, the compass sort of shows you the we axis, which has to do with and the horizontal side of it. And that has to do with how open are you to new ideas? Because most of the time, smart people tend to think they're right. That's they're paid for. And a lot of times they are right. Makes it even harder for them to consider another idea. But you usually have a lot of smart people sitting around your table. So you're all right about something, but not everything. So the key is to be interested and curious about another person's perspective, to be open to that. The other side of that is you're closed and you really are not considering that. So that's the curiosity axis, the horizontal axis.
Now, the other axis is the B axis that Susan started with, and that's the vulnerability piece. Now, what blocks curiosity is usually because people are not aware of what's happening inside them. And so they're more hidden, even from themselves a lot of times, but not speaking up and saying, hey, I disagree, or I have a different idea, or ouch, was that your intention to cut me off? So that's when you're doing that, when you're willing to speak up, that's you being real. And when somebody is both real in the vulnerability, their me axis, and also open and curious, that makes you an influencer in the moment. And that is a powerful place to be, but it takes practice and repetition. And this is just one of the tools that we offer in the journey.
And I often take this little compass with me into meetings because I can be kind of a reactive person. So it's really helpful for me to have that sitting in front of me and taking a look, because I can quickly recognize, oh, I'm not open right now. Oh, no, I haven't said that. I'm actually kind of terrified about something. So you can use it in the moment, and hopefully you'll find that helpful. And we got a lot more to cover. So in this journey, if you choose to kind of get engaged and offer it to your organization. So hope you found this interesting. Reach out if you have.
Are you a business leader who is tired of dealing with your organization's missed deadlines, politics, or a culture of complaining and blaming? The root cause of your pain is unaddressed, unresolved conflict. And did you know that 60% of employees never received basic conflict training at work? Of those that did, 95% stated it made a positive impact on how they address conflict.
Check out our Beauty of Conflict Journey, an online interactive learning experience that drives behavioral change through your entire organization. For more information, go to www.thriving.com/BOC-journey. And we'll put that link in the show notes.